How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Nelberto. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding your account and the past due payment.
Yeah, you got to give me a minute. Hold on. I'm doing something right now.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to keep the website.
Okay, so you want to do the $49 package?
Just to keep the website where... How does that work or what?
Yeah, so that is for hosting and maintenance of the site only. So I don't ever I kind of look at that as a last resort because a website in and of itself never would bring anybody a new client. But in the other hand, in this day and age, it's 2025, every company needs a site, you know? So
right.
We do offer, you know, if we built a site for someone, they can keep the website for $49 monthly if they cancel the rest of the services. Is that what you want to do?
Okay, so what I was told was if I wasn't able, because my phone truck is down right now, but I do
okay.
want to keep the website where I don't want anything to happen. They told me if I did pay, I think it was $99, I was able to keep it.
So $99 is for the domain buyout, but that doesn't include the content. So what that would be is if you wanted to take GonzalezRoadside.com as a blank domain and go somewhere else and build a new site on it. But if you want to keep the domain and the content, then you can do that for $49 monthly hosting fee.
Yeah, see, that wasn't explained to me. And if that was the case, I would have never even signed up with you guys because that's what I was told. I mean, I wasn't ever even trying to go that route. With that being said, you know, tow truck down, not making any money, but I do not want to lose the website at this moment. The tow truck
right.
is not running. So... Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do at this point because from what I was told that I would be able to keep it if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. So I'll go back and review that call. Was that when you initially signed up or was that during
Correct.
The client interview? Do you remember? It was during the initial. Okay. I'll have them review that call. We do have a quality assurance department, so we'll go back and review it. So... what I would recommend is at least do the $49 now because as you saw, in the meantime, there's a big orange banner at the top of your site saying the information here is no longer being updated.
I've been working trying to get the contract going, so I have no idea what's going on with that right now. And honestly, I'm not too worried about this at all. I'd rather get my truck rolling than be staring at a website.
Right. Okay. No, but what I was just telling you is there's an orange banner at the top of your site that says the information here is no longer being updated. So that's just meant to be a friendly reminder to you that the payment's not going through. But sometimes people see that on their site and they don't like it because they think a potential client might think that they're not in business. You know what I mean? So if you do the 49 and that orange banner comes off within one business day, the site's fully functional again. And then if I, you know, determine by, you know, having quality assurance listen to that call that they did offer you the site for $99, then I can, you know, call you back and just prorate the balance. But, you know, that way at least, you know, you would have the site fully functional in the meantime. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, let's figure out, too, what we can do about the website, at least for now. And in the future, then I'll consider having you guys keep doing all this stuff for me. As of right now, I mean, I'm down, so it's really no point of having it.
Yeah. You know, first page placement typically takes 45 to 60 days anyway, so your truck being down right now hasn't hurt you as of yet. It's always the second and the third month that the program pops and it comes to full fruition. And I tell you that because if you were to switch to just the website now, it's almost like you took the initial $249 and threw it down the toilet because you're going to cancel all the services before you have a chance to get the business even on Google. You know what I mean? And that's the value to what we do. So, you know, what I would recommend, you know, if you can swing it is, you know, stick with the package. I know we took the Facebook ads off. Stick with it for the remainder of the month. I can push the next billing out 30 days, you know, once it's up to speed. That way, at least your business gets on Google. And then at the end of that, you know, next duration, if your truck's still not up and running, we can do what's called a seasonal hold for up to 90 days at a time. So you could call us and have us pause your billing. And then, you know, during that interim, you wouldn't be charged just in case you needed it. You know, but that way, rather than everything, you know, kind of being deactivated, you'll still have a stronger internet presence than you have right now. You know?
Got it.
Yeah, they've been sending you the notification though to do the video verification with Google, and I know that it's not a huge priority for you right now, but you haven't had a chance to do that, have you?
I haven't got it. I did it before. I did it once, but I don't know what happened or what's going on with it.
Yeah, it looks like they're still reaching out to you trying to get that done. So I'll find out from the verification department if it's still needed. And if it is, I'll send you a fresh email with the instructions how to do that, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.